She's just a girl and she's on fire. Hotter than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Filled with catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away. Oh, she got
both. Welcome back. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name's Maggie Dawn. And you're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show. This girl is on fire most days. Most days, the hair might light on fire, those sorts of things. I got a great co-host to keep the fires dampened this afternoon. His name is Tom Paulswitz. He joins me every Thursday. And ladies and gentlemen, it is also my fabulous producer, Cardi's birthday today. So if you join this great conversation, be sure that you say happy birthday to Mr. Cardi, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. You know, this also we've been talking about the Israel-Hamas ceasefire. It looks like it's going to get done. I listened to a bunch of interviews of experts in the region today. The consensus is this is happening. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that I think is notable, two things. Of course, the echo that it has about how regular people often pay the highest prices for both the metaphorical sort of political warfare and brinksmanship that can happen, but also obviously in actual war as well. And there's an echo. There's a warning here. We're going to get to President Biden's farewell speech and the warnings that he gave to each and every one of us as Americans. But the other echo, Tom, of course, was the end of President Carter's administration, right? And the fact that Reagan actually obstructed Carter's efforts to bring home the hostages that Iran had taken. I don't think this gets done without Joe Biden. I also think this doesn't get done without Donald Trump, if I'm being completely
correct.
Candid. It needed
Definitely.
Both of them to get this done.
Yep.
And it needed the pressure point.
Yes.
Of this transfer of power. So the echo to that moment in the Carter-Reagan transition certainly stands out to me as well.
Which I think is important to understand that why we need both parties and why we need collaboration, because not one idea or not one way definitely works in all cases. So by combining the two, but also showing a united front,
yes,
is important for the rest of the world. And I think we've talked about this. I saw Joe Biden speak in, I want to say it was 2018. And he really talked about how important it was to have those relationships across the globe in order to be able to back channel and be able to create these kinds of solutions to what seemed to be intractable problems. And that's one of my concerns about going into the next 4 years is, do the people that are coming into office have these? And if they don't, how are they going to get them as quickly as possible?
Because on the international stage, your credibility as either a representative of the leader of your country, your substantive expertise, like career diplomats, people that do this, like yes. They know when they're dealing with somebody who doesn't have mastery of the information. And I guess one of the things that remains sort of heavy on my heart as we observe this moment isn't just, hey, are these people going to be able to bring the gravitas? But that, again, the thing that made this possible was the acknowledgement that there is an outcome that we can all stand behind, right?
Yes.
That there was an agreement about the outcome, bring the hostages home, stop the conflict, get aid to Gaza. That helped bring about the cooperation necessary to create the sort of pressure to help bring about a greater level of peace and human
exactly.
dignity, hopefully,
yes.
right? And that here we sit in this moment, Mike Johnson yesterday just removing Mike Turner as chair of the House Intelligence Committee.
Yes.
Mike Turner, the guy who called out his Republican colleagues on that committee for trotting out Republican talking points on Ukraine, who has stood staunchly behind the support of Ukraine, and the fact that just a day before Donald Trump spouting off in Mar-a-Lago that he emotionally could understand why Russia would invade Ukraine.
Yes.
That's hogwash, right? Like that's authoritarianism and an authoritarian trying to take over a democratic country.
Right. But I also think it's
country.
It's really important to understand that Donald Trump is transactional. He's not about relationships. So when and Joe Biden's all about relationships, right? He's like, let's use the relationship to figure out how to get to the solution. Where Donald Trump is, let's figure out what transaction can allow us to get to the solution. The problem with transactions is, you know, it's a compromise and both sides lose instead of doing the hard work to get to the point where everyone has a chance to win. And I think that that is going to be something that at least I'm going to be watching over the next year or so to see how many transactions happen where it looks easy and, you know, it really is suboptimal. And it would have been much better off to take a little bit more time and craft a much better solution.
Well, and the transaction of Mike Johnson removing Mike Turner as chair of the House Intelligence Committee, that, you know, this loyalty and power and access and influence is going to be transacted by Donald Trump. And you're either like in the circle or you're
in
out.
Or out. Right.
Right. And that to me, especially when we turn the lens from our internal U.S. policy debates and disputes, and we start looking outwardly from a foreign policy and, and global peace and the project of human dignity, that perspective, man, it is simply not a reasonable argument to say that Russia has some sort of legitimate purpose in invading Ukraine. Like that's nonsense, right?
Yes.
So much. This is my brain always lights up when all these things are happening. And there's all these connections both to our history and our present and our future.
Yes.
Which were all brought to mind by the announcement of this ceasefire. But Tom, I know that you wanted to, I want to, and our friend Steve from Milwaukee wants to move on to Biden's farewell speech. But I did want to give one of our longtime callers a crack at this topic before we got to take care of some business. Mark from Prairie du Sac, you wanted to say what about the ceasefire?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, it has been transactional all along. I mean, that it is, it's just shameful what happened in the first place on October 7th, you know, when they attacked. But I mean, Donald Trump was probably interfering with this, you know, months and months ago, because concerning his relations with BB, and it's just how many people have died because we couldn't reach an agreement earlier. It is just sad because it's going to be transaction on top of transaction. And I think the Republican Party itself is just needs to completely change itself because everything is a cash transaction these days.
Well, and to gird itself against the Russian misinformation machine, to not confuse American interests or their partisan interests. Those aren't the same things, right? And our American interest is to oppose Vladimir Putin. I am again going to give Donald Trump credit in part for this ceasefire. We got to take care of some business. We'll be right back. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network.